This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia postures for the largest invasion in Europe since the Nazis did it in the late 1930s, Ukraine officials downplayed a possible incursion by Russia, saying do not believe the apocalyptic predictions. After U.S. officials said Moscow had assembled 70% of the military force needed for a full-scale invasion. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on ABC News.
Our view is that China is not in a position to compensate Russia for the economic losses that would come from our sanctions. If Russia does choose to move forward, not only will it come at strategic cost to Russia, but if China is seen as having supported it, it will come at some cost to China as well.
Australia will reopen its borders from February 21st. First to foreign travelers who have received two COVID-19 vaccine doses. Australia's borders have been shut to most non-residents since March of 2020. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
One lawmaker says Nancy Pelosi is shielding the Chinese government.
It's become widely accepted by experts that the pandemic likely began in Wuhan, China. How it began, though, has not been nailed down. Meanwhile, the U.S. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says that it should be nailed down, but the Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, has been standing in the way of a good independent investigation.
Think about what Nancy Pelosi has done as Speaker. She has protected China from any investigations to the origin of COVID, even though it's killed more than 900,000 Americans. She's preventing American athletes from protesting at the Olympics. And now she's producing a bill that sends American taxpayer money to China.
Money that's to go to China for it to conduct an investigation that McCarthy says would certainly not be independent. He spoke on Fox News. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As truckers protesting the never-ending government mandates in Canada will soon be protesting in the United States. The GoFundMe platform that has been taking donations to support the truckers abruptly stopped the donations, then ordered the $10 million in remaining funds to be refunded to donors. Benjamin Richter, the spokesman for Freedom Convoy 2022, was on Newsmax with his views.
You know, the money speaks where the people believe, where the people's ambitions lie, right? Well, initially it was started to deal with two issues that we have. One is the vaccine mandates, which have been very problematic to our industry in Canada. Lots of people losing their jobs for a number of reasons. You know, there are people who have legitimate medical reasons, but they don't get a pass. They just have to sacrifice their entire livelihood. The second is the vaccine passport, the digital passport that's put on your phone. So when you're crossing back into Canada, into your own country, you have to show your vaccine status, which is, it's actually a digital system that automatically tracks you when you get close to the border booth. We want those two things removed and abandoned. And we've seen some movement from not only the various provinces, but, you know, overtures from the federal government that they would be exploring the possibility of removing the mandates.
Thanks for listening. My name's Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you knew it wasn't going to be easy, but it requires all hands on deck, and I'm glad you could be part of the team. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Phil Hotzenfiller joins us, the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church. Phil, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. Good to be talking with you again on this wonderful Monday in paradise.
Yeah, you think so? With all the minions getting restless, we got truckers, holding up business in Canada, and I think you're going to start seeing some linkage here in this country. The mama bears and papa bears are still out there in number. We want to have a bonfire, kind of like a revisit of the '80s when everybody decided that disco was dead and was time to burn. You remember? Tried to burn all the didn't try, but they actually burned up all the disco records. I think we're coming to a little funeral pyre for our masks. They're all being piled up, except the those designer masks that match the perfect shoes and handbags. Nancy Pelosi would probably be a little bit hesitant to throw those in the fire, but nonetheless, people have about had it with this stuff, and they're saying, "Hey, look at the science. The science is clear." Whether we're talking Sweden, Israel, the United K, mask, they don't do a whole lot.
Well, they don't do anything. And I think the great thing about it is that this trucker thing in Canada is brilliant because look who got spanked in the whole thing. Not only did Canada get spanked, but you think about the whole giving platform that tried to take the money, basically, GoFundMe, try to take the money, basically steal the money, redistribute according to their philosophical perspective. And they got spanked, and there's already legislation or already action being taken by Ted Cruz to correct this problem. In the meantime, the new site that sprung up, I think they got $1 million toward the truckers within, what, 4 hours? And within 24 hours, it's $2.1 million. And they said that at the $10 million rate, the truckers could stay in Ottawa for 2 years and never work and protest.
Wow. Wow. Well, Trudeau is, and Trudeau's running in the opposite direction. He doesn't want to be anywhere near those truckers. And, again, this is quite the revolution that is taking place against this anarchy, Phil. I mean, and this is what it comes down to, is that people are just saying no, no to all these mandates and these things that are stealing our freedoms away. And, this is what needed to happen. I mean, you and I talked about it. It was just a matter of time for the people to finally have enough and say, okay, look, at we're taking back our countries, we're taking back our classrooms, and all these people, whether we're talking about teacher unions, these ruling elites, boy, they're in for a very uncomfortable season that seems on the horizon, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, and I think, we've said this all along. I mean, I really have a lot of confidence in the resolve of the American people, and I think the reason you haven't seen more reaction is because we're also a gracious overall and a patient people. And you kind of believe that the system's going to work. And when the system doesn't work, then you really see a change happening. And I think that's what's happening. You know, this latest picture of Abrams, you know, sitting with all these these kids.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
All of them masked up. You know, her not. I mean, the duplicity here, you know, anybody see. And the problem is the press is very slow to react to this and very quick to go to judgment on the other side. I mean, Whoopi Goldberg is a good example. I mean, anybody else do that, they would have been fired. And you know, she's put on a 3-week probation. I mean, this is ridiculous. And now we find there's history with her anti-Semitism.
Right. Well,
with the cookbook she published earlier.
Right. But, Phil, you know, getting back to Stacey Abrams here, what does it tell the kids? She's the one without the mask. They all have masks, you see, and, you know, I'm special. That's why I don't have to wear a mask, but you need to wear a mask and your teachers need to wear a mask. I mean, what is this inferring in the minds of these young, impressionable kids? Or am I overthinking this?
Point right there. There is a psychological dimension to this that can't be overlooked, and that is control. And so the ultimate control is you do what I say, you don't do what I do. And this is always the thing that children growing up had the angst against their parents. Well, why do you do it, but you can't let me do it? And I think this is what's happening. This is another reinforcement of just pure control, arrogancy and pride is existing among a lot of people today.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, I believe people are connecting the dots, Phil, and they're starting to realize this ruse. I mean, it's one thing that we were going to do everything we could as a nation to stop the curve, and we were going to give it 15 days, and here we are all these months later, and we're, you know, where are we at? We're worse off, actually. I mean, you know, not only do the masks not work, but they're doing more damage than good, as some of the scientists are realizing that, you know, we could have some autism effects down the road because kids aren't able to learn. They're not able to, you know, part of language is seeing people's faces and their expression.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a holistic part of the process. And it's all been retarded, you know, for what? To control people? To, you know, again, I don't think they, maybe at first they didn't realize the damage that would be done, but we're a lot smarter than this, and we figured this out. And it goes back again to what President Trump said early on, do not let the cure be worse than the disease, and we're there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And I think the reality is that, look, if these people are as smart as they purport to be, they knew exactly what wearing a mask long-term would do. There's no way they could not have. How do you create a human being that is meant to exhale and don't let them?
Exactly.
How do you create a child that's meant to mimic and this, you know, this gene that allows us to hear, watch, and listen? How do you stop that and think this is not going to really slow down this learning process? How do you take kids out of school? There's nobody that dumb. That's my theory. Nobody on earth could be that dumb. You know,
and especially
coming from the people who said they're so smart.
Exactly. Well, we know how that works, you know, and God's real clear that when you turn your back on him, you really enter yourself, you throw yourself into the world of stupidity. And this is what they have done with all their degrees in that. You know, you would think we would study the Asian countries, particularly, you know, China, who is known to wear, they've been wearing masks forever, right? I mean, every time you go on an airplane, you can tell, you know, where they're coming from. And this was before COVID. They all wore masks. And they've had a history. You think there'd be an analysis of what kind of effect masks have had in those countries, right?
Well, exactly. Well, it's just a point well made that there's always something else going on here that you have to dig a little bit deeper in your mind and say, well, this must be that. And I think that's where we really come to.
Well,
people can't be afraid to ask those critical questions and be charged of being a conspiratist or a tinfoil hat wearer. Hey, look, we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And, hey, call me what you want, but I believe the truth wins every time, and it will ultimately win out in this case as well. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller on the other side of the break. Stay with us just about 15 after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
We with you fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, with a little bit of an attitude. I hope you don't mind. It's just to keep things bright and cheery. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and Bill Martinez, Phil Hotzenpiller from American Faith is with us. Phil, you know, you talk about the classrooms. We're talking about the picture with Stacey Abrams, which is, you know, unbelievable. But, you know, such is the arrogance of the ruling elite. But this other one that you have, another report that you have there at American Faith, is a preschool staging a BLM march with these young kids? I mean, they're all carrying signs. You know, this is unbelievable. And the fact that this is happening, this is disturbing on many levels. Go ahead.
Well, you know, there's a level of desperation here. I mean, the money was flowing like honey into the coffers of Black Lives Matter. And now I see this as a desperate move to try to gain the headline again. At the same time, where Pamela Moses, you know, one of the organizers in Moses, mm-hmm. was just sentenced to prison after being convicted for illegally registering to vote. So you've got a lot of things happening, and I think it is desperation because mm-hmm. the movement, while it came on like a freight train, has come to a dying stop because the reality of what was behind it, not just the socialistic mindset and attitude, but also just the poor use of funds and the fact that black people really didn't get help unless you were an elite. And then your coffers were full. You got nice houses, you got nice vacations, but now what's going on here? So I think the kid thing is a diversion. I wouldn't give it much attention. I don't really believe, you know, kids, they'll march around the room for anything. They don't care. Yeah. They'll march around the Martians are coming. You know, this is a publicity ploy.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's, you're probably right on several levels. The other thing is that, you know, they've lost $60 million. Nobody knows where $60 million is, but they still managed to conduct business. I think they bought some old communist building out in Canada here recently. So they're able to conduct some commerce, but there's no leader, a prescribed leader. Nobody wants the job. They're all running from it. But somebody's got to be controlling that money, and then suddenly $60 million is vapored somewhere. I don't know if it's gone to the Hillary Clinton Foundation or, you know, the Biden Foundation or whatever, but it's not any longer supposedly associated with this group.
I got some other bad news. Yeah, Bill, okay. I got other bad news for you. I looked at my checking account last week. I can't find my $60 million. How about you?
I think that sometimes ignorance is bliss. I'm not even looking. I'll just I'll pray for you. I'll pray for your $60 million that, you know, that you find it once again. Yeah, no, this is all so bizarre. And then, as you said, you know, the fact that she was convicted for voter fraud. I mean, it was Eric Holder, our former infamous attorney general, the first black attorney general in our government, who said that there was no such thing as voter fraud. And, you know, but you go, Eric, well, why are people getting arrested and spending time in jail if voter fraud doesn't exist, right?
Yeah, well, there you go. And I think the thing that's going to come out on voter fraud is one of those things to where everybody knows it exists. Nobody knows at what extent. And we seem to have a hard time figuring out how to get the details. But I really believe, I was just with James O'Keefe with Project Veritas.
Yeah.
And we just had a great conversation, and it was a small group of about 10 people. But, you know, he made a comment. He said, do not put your trust in the politicians. There's too few good ones, and they don't get anything done. He said, trust information to bring down bad politicians and to enlighten people. And basically, I look at his card, he gave me his business card, and on the back of its card, it says, be brave, do something, wear a camera today. And what's happening in the exposure of showing what's really happening here, this is what gets traction. You know, and whether you like Snowden or not, or agree with the Snowden, one thing it did was, man, he brought to the attention the spying on the American public by NSA.
Mm-hmm. And we don't even... even realize how pervasive it is. Although I will say our Olympians are getting a little taste of this, right? Because in China, it's no holds barred. All this technology that's been developed and researched here in this country was shipped over there, and they're using it to its fullest extent. And supposedly, Phil, any one of these athletes are only 3 seconds away from some communist contact. So if they step out of line, and this is why Nancy Pelosi admonished the team and saying, you know, you better be on your best behavior. And you got to know if for what we saw in Afghanistan and also what we saw happen in North Korea, that under this administration especially, they ain't coming to save you. You're on your own.
That's it. That's exactly it. There was a time where a U.S. passport meant something. It meant that, number one, you were honored overseas and you were protected from United States government. Those things don't exist. Biden proved how well it carried weight in Afghanistan with the withdrawal. You know, we're just leaving you, and we don't even know how many you are. I mean, that's how bad this really has become.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that and people are only beginning to realize the impact that it's had on the international stage. Remember, Biden was going to come in. He was going to do all these great things overseas, which, you know, I mean, that was a non sequitur from the get-go for me, Phil, because he and Barack Obama did so much damage to our national security for 8 years that it took Donald Trump coming in. And Donald Trump was immediately received, I mean, you know, from sword dances, from the Muslim... I mean, Barack Obama, you know, people say, was he a Muslim or is he a Christian? I said, I don't know, but he obviously is very, you know, he's very aware of Muslim traditions and prayers and that sort of thing. And he seems to be very favorable to Muslim nations, but they didn't even give him a sword dance. And, you know, and certainly what happened with NATO and, you know, with and even here we're still dealing with stuff with Germany. They're still not paying their 2%. And what are they doing right now to help out with Ukraine? I mean, they're MIA and they're a NATO nation, you know, and a favored NATO nation, supposedly. No help here. And so all this stuff is putting our country and our interests and our allies at risk. And I think that some of these people, you know, they're getting nervous, and especially under this president. And to think that, you know, a lot can happen in 3 years, Phil. A lot can happen.
Oh, it does. And, you know, the good thing here's a good thing. And this is really encouragement to me. You know, if you can have the bad leadership we have today, and we're still existing, we're pretty resilient. Because I mean, you couldn't make more bad decisions in a year if you tried.
Yeah.
And we're still standing. And I really believe I'm going to keep going back to it, Bill. I'm like the drum. It just keeps pounding this one. Trust the American people. They're going to rise up against the minority liberal elite, and you're going to see something happen. When you got guys like Bill Maher that are saying, my party is the LOL, and I won't use the next, but it's a description. Mm-hmm. He said, we're no longer. He said, I'm still a liberal, but they left me, and they went way extreme. So you've got liberals who are fighting liberals now, and this is kind of the plan of God. He just allows the, you know, the dumb to eat the dumb. I mean, that's really what happens. And I've seen that happen.
Yeah, and the other part, speaking of God, is I still believe the covenant that God made with the pilgrims is still in play here. And this is the powerful arm of God that will be realized when the people who are called by his name humble themselves and pray. And you know the rest of it from there, right?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So that's,
turn from the wicked ways. You got it.
Yeah, exactly. That the old prescription from 2 Chronicles 7:13 is still very much in play, but it's up. It starts with those who are called by his name. And if you're called by his name, we definitely want, God to be center once again in this country. If it is his will, you know, and that's our prayer. Phil Hotzenpiller from American Faith. Thank you as always, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia postures for the largest invasion in Europe since the Nazis did it in the late 1930s, Ukraine officials downplayed a possible incursion by Russia, saying, "Do not believe the apocalyptic predictions," after U.S. officials said Moscow had assembled 70% of the military force needed for a full-scale invasion. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on ABC News.
Our view is that China is not in a position to compensate Russia for the economic losses that would come from our sanctions. If Russia does choose to move forward, not only will it come at strategic cost to Russia, but if China is seen as having supported it, it will come at some cost to China as well.
Australia will reopen its borders from February 24th. First, to foreign travelers who have received two COVID-19 vaccine doses. Australia's borders have been shut to most non-residents since March of 2020. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This song always just gives me so much comfort to know that, you know, we can count on God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, who has all this in the palm of his hands. Things that we don't understand, things that are breaking our hearts. He is in full control. He never changed. Still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And all he wants is, you know, for us to do what we've been designed to do. I mean, think about that. You know, to love him and love one another. Gosh, it doesn't get more complicated. It is us in our own humanity that seems to want to complicate things because somehow the wisdom of man, which God laughs at, he says, you know, we think that we know better. quite a lot of arrogance that goes into that consideration, right? We're going to be joining up with my good friend Jeff Cruer, the Cajun Crusher himself, Louisiana's favorite son. We're going to join up on his live show on WGSO 990 AM on our live show together. It's always a lot of fun when we join our audience. And Jeff has written another outstanding column where he's just calling, you know, that the insanity of it all must come to an end. After 2 years of living in fear, Americans must get off their knees and embrace their freedoms once again. And there he is, Jeff Cruer. Hey, Jeff. Hey, buddy.
Yes, and go live.
Hey, buddy.
His program nationwide. And let's connect with Bill.
on our airwaves, and we'll go on his airwaves. And Bill Martinez, are you there?
Hey, Jeff. Yes, Jeff Carrera, we're joined up, buddy. Always, always a pleasure, and I always enjoy our time together to balance out our perspectives. Another winner that you've written about here, and you're exactly right. I believe that, you know, whether it's truckers or mama bears or papa bears, you know, storming the classrooms and, you know, claiming back our freedoms and control of these institutions that belongs to we the people and not to them, the elites, you know, the days now are drawing near. And I believe, Jeff, this is what's freaking the elites out, because this revolution is off and rolling, and it can't be stopped. I don't know how they stop this.
Well, thank God. I mean, people are now rising up and saying enough of this. We're getting studies out of Johns Hopkins that say the lockdown was ineffective. CDC is admitting the masks aren't working. Studies out of Israel show that the vaccine booster didn't help for Omicron. Now we're seeing truckers in Canada, the courageous truckers out there protesting the mandate there. And what are they doing? They're trying to shut them down. They're trying to defund them. So GoFundMe collects all this money. And then they say, well, the truckers aren't going to get it, but it's going to go to some verified nonprofit. And
how dare they?
You know,
how dare they?
That created an outrage, justifiably so, Bill.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, look at... And thank God, you know, I mean, because what it reminds us of, Jeff, is that the people are still in control. And all this is like I said, it's drawing nigh. It's coming to an end. And as you said, the research, the science is there. It's well pronounced. I mean, I was reading again just this morning that they're saying natural immunity now can last for as long as 20 months. I mean, it wasn't that long ago when Dr. Fauci and the Brain Trust kind of poo-pooed natural immunity. In fact, after all this time, do you think they would do a study on natural immunity, you know, with all this money that we've spent? No, there's no study on it.
That's a great point, and you never hear him talk about it. You never hear him talk about therapeutics. Always just talks about two things, masking and vaccinations. And now
and boosting.
And that's it. That's all they talk about.
Yeah, the holy trinity of their false religion. That's what this is, you know. Really, you know, you think about it. And the people have had it, and they go, you know what, I don't like your church. I don't like your donuts. I'm out of here. You know, and
I know,
so
it's not working. People don't feel like that they're getting the truth. They've been lied to, and Americans are now ignoring it. You go places, and people are saying no to all of these mandates. And anyway, what we see is these Democrat politicians like Stacey Abrams and Nancy Pelosi. They don't follow the mandates anyway. They don't even wear the masks.
That picture of her in front of the kids, Jeff. You know, again, what message are they putting out there for these little kids? You know, oh, I'm so special, I don't have to wear a mask. But you're just common folks, so you have to wear a mask. But not me. You're not Stacey Abrams.
I know. And the same thing as Gavin Newsom going to the French Laundry, or Nancy Pelosi going to the salon, or Joe Biden. I mean, half the time you see Joe Biden, he's giving a speech and he's walking around after the speech. He doesn't have a mask on, and everybody else has a mask on. So, obviously, they don't follow their own mandates.
Well, it's all a ruse. And thank God, you know, all this intelligence now, this undeniable science is there. And, Jeff, you and I have been talking about this for years. I mean, you know, I feel sorry for Joe Rogan that he's being targeted. But you and I haven't said anything different in 2.5 years. We've been bringing the truth to the people, and we will continue to do it. This is the mandate. This is our promise to them. And it's just that it's all, you know, people are tired of dealing with all the lies, whether it's abortion. You know, they lied about abortion. And so now here they are. They're lying about this pandemic. They still don't want to do anything. Nancy Pelosi, of course, she's protecting the Chinese. She doesn't even want to conduct an inquiry into figuring out what the heck happened, how this pandemic got released. And, you know, there's nothing being spent whatsoever. But now we're participating in the genocide games. And our athletes are told, you better walk the line. Don't say anything wrong. Because basically, I mean, in a sense, what she didn't say exactly was, remember, you just saw what happened in Afghanistan. We're not coming after you. So you're on your own if you tick off the communists,
you know,
right?
It's so sad. I mean, we have freedom of speech here. So what is she saying, that we can't employ our freedom to speak when we're in communist China because they're ruthless. And, you know, so if it's so bad, what are we doing there in the first place?
Exactly.
So why are
right.
we giving our athletes, our prestige, our publicity, our money to communist China so they can repress their people more? You know, I do give Jake Tapper credit on CNN the other day. He pointed out how in 1936, the Germans used a Jewish athlete as a way of saying, oh, well, we're not anti-Semitic. Of course, it was a big lie. And now what the Chinese are doing is using this Uyghur as, you know, lighting the torch, carrying the torch to say, oh, we're not repressing the Uyghurs. We, you know, we believe in equal rights for them. And, of course, we know that's a lie.
Exactly.
And it's the same sort of thing. And hopefully everyone around the world understands what is going on there. But I worry about it. I think China is benefiting the most over the last 2 years, Bill. They have really profited from this whole pandemic, and they have not been held accountable for what they have done.
Well, the problem is, Jeff, you know, money talks. Follow the money and look at their tentacles. All these countries, you know, just go right on down the line. They're all beholden to the Chinese because of the infrastructure investments that they've made for this Belt and Road Initiative. I mean, and they don't even realize what a Trojan horse this is and how this is locking them down. I mean, it's you're already seeing a little bit of it, and it's not even related to the Chinese, but you can just see what Russia is doing with fuel. And this is all brought to you and made possible by the Democrats and Joe Biden's edict to close down our pipeline but open up theirs. And I'm thinking, Jeff, I'm thinking here we are. We're experiencing one of the roughest winters. What are these poor people that having to pay these fuel costs to heat up their homes, what kind of pain are they enduring here in our country? Thank you very much, the Democratic Party and Joe Biden.
And they want to do everything but deal with the economic pain that they're causing. They want to do everything but deal with the border that is wide open. Anything that is the real problem that the American people are facing, they don't want to address. So they focus on COVID. They focus on climate change. They focus on all these other things except addressing the problems of the American people and talking about getting us into Ukraine. And they're not following what the American people are demanding that they do, which is why Joe Biden's poll numbers keep dropping, Bill.
Well, and it's why his fellow Democrats are out of there. And then on top of that, I mean, they're even saying, I mean, Democrats included, that we need to have a cognitive test done, and it needs to be public. 60%, Jeff. This is how the people are responding. We got to leave it there, my friend, as always. Thank you for the time. Thank you for sharing your audience with us. We always appreciate this time. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you.
Jeff Cruer.
The great Bill.
Thank you, pal.
Got a party of 10 coming in, and we need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, good in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.375%. Yes, 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour from PluggedIn.com, focused on the family's media outlet, the place that you go to get a heads up on all the movies that are being released, DVDs, all that good stuff that is so important for the family to know about. That's where you go, PluggedIn.com. Adam Holtz, the director of Plugged In. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you this morning?
Hey, rocking and rolling. You know, going forward, it's another Monday. Trying not to make sure it's not manic, but it's Monday.
Right.
But only sometimes feels that way in light of everything that's been going on. Hey, look, we're a week away from the big Super Bowl game that millions of people will be watching, and everybody's charcuterie board, special Super Bowl charcuterie boards will be out on the table. When it comes to Super Bowl, it's just chips and dips, but it's the 21st century, so now we got to have it's got to be stylized with a charcuterie presentation.
Right? Call me a simple man. I'm good with the chips and dip and the charcuterie. I take it or leave it, right?
Well,
I'm good.
Yeah, that's right. But the women. See, this is what brings everything's now. How do we include the women in the football? Well, the thing is women get included because they want to be around the guys, right? And so whether you're on a charcuterie board or whatever, but it's just, it's just foo-foo. That's all,
right.
They're probably like us, just say, hey, I just want to have a good time with, my male significant, whether it's my husband or my boyfriend, I want to have a good time and, do all that and sit there and make comments, that guys could care less about the halftime show because we don't even pay attention. We're just going, why are we suffering through a halftime show that's taking us from the main act and even the players? I'm thinking, what are they doing? Are they just kind of like sitting in hot tubs just to stay loose?
you know,
or vats of ice.
Any combination, you know, a little sweet and sour, hot and cold type of thing, you know. But man, I'm telling you, that's just a long wait after a halftime of play to sit there in the in the locker room until all the stars, which they're going old school rapper, you know, but leave it to L.A. You know, why not?
Right. Yeah. I will say, having grown up in Iowa in the 1980s, Iowa was a long ways from the rap scene in Los Angeles in the 1980s. So, I may take an extended break somewhere else. But you and I have talked before. I think one of the interesting things that I am noticing culturally, and I think that, we often talk about trends and commercials and stuff related to the Super Bowl, but I think the mainstreaming of gambling and just how many ads there are for online gambling, it feels like in the last 2 years has just absolutely exploded. And so
that's definitely one of the
entertainment stories I'll be keeping an eye on. And of course, you've always got the ads that are funny and the ads that push the boundaries of good taste. And, it's the one time of the year where the advertising is, if not must-see viewing as much as the game itself, it's in the neighborhood, right?
But that's even deteriorating.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
You know, it's not like the Bud Bowl and, the other, classic commercials that have been there. And the thing is amazing is that, they're spending, what are they? I think each commercial is now over $2 million, something like that, right?
Yeah, it's an absurd amount of money.
Yeah, okay. So that's for like 30 seconds of time, which is interesting because what happens is they give them, they just tell them, hey, we're going to charge you $2 million, but we're going to give you some extra spots, down the road, but whatever. But right now we got to publish a $2 million price is how they do it. But, the pressure for these people who produce these commercials, I mean, this is like, in a sense, it's kind of a Grammys for people that produce it and a showcase for millions of people to see and, of course, to be talking about it in the ensuing days and weeks about what a great ad it is, but I don't know. It just seems lately they just have not been all that creative.
Yeah, that's right. I actually am hard put to pull a memorable commercial out of my memory banks, although to be fair, I'm hard put to remember last week, let alone last year. So,
well, I will say that
memory banks.
Well, I will say this, and this has nothing to do with the Super Bowl, but just has to do with commercials, and that is the one that Chevy did during Christmas time when the daughter, it shows the father going in and looking at his wife's car, an old Chevy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There in the barn, right?
Yep.
And she has since passed, and the daughter gets, the local people to come in and refurbish the car and everything like that, and that's, becomes her Christmas present to him. And, oh, my gosh, that was such a powerful commercial. It was one of my favorites for the season.
Yeah, that was a very sweet commercial, and I like the ones that, I'm a sap at heart, and so I like the commercials that play on earnest emotions as opposed to sarcasm and cleverness, and I like cleverness too, but I think I would rather have, let's have a nice commercial about Clydesdales playing football or, helping a dog or something. I like those, even though it doesn't make me want to drink Budweiser or anything like that.
Exactly. I'm with you. Hey, what do you make of this controversy, this picture that is driving everybody nuts with Stacey Abrams sitting in front of some grade school kids? She isn't wearing a mask. I guess she's following the lead of Gavin Newsom and the mayor of Los Angeles at the NFC playoff game in Los Angeles. But she's not wearing a mask, and all the kids are wearing masks. And here we are, still dealing with this after the UK, Boris Johnson says, what did he say, a week ago at least, no more masks. I mean, this is nuts, and everybody, these things don't work. There's no science behind it. you know, I mean, really smart people have been there from the very beginning. You know, Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins said it doesn't work. You know, we need to let it go. But we're like dragging this out, and people are way over this mask thing, and you still get these totalitarian individuals that just won't let go of power and control no matter what. And there's some suggestion that, you know, even Joe Biden, who's not saying anything, that he's waiting, you know, to use it as some sort of special punchline for the State of the Union, which is probably, what, three and a half weeks away yet.
Yeah. You know, I confess I haven't seen the picture, so this is the first I've heard about it. I find a couple things popped in my mind right away, and that's without saying whether masks are good or bad, because people have different perspectives, and, certainly there seems to be some science that says this is more of a placebo than anything. But I'm not an expert on masks. I don't want to put myself forward. But I'm like, all right, you have to wear masks, but if you go to a restaurant, you know, obviously if you're putting food in your mouth, you got to take it off. Like we have all of these exceptions. And,
yes.
You know, if you're speaking, you know, maybe you get to take your mask off, which is, I'm guessing, what was happening with that context there. But to me, it's just the arbitrariness of it, you know, that the rules are, they're contextual, but they're not consistent. And the science keeps changing or not changing. Maybe it's how we're approaching it keeps changing. But, you know, I think it's just another example of how this is an issue that it feels like a moving target. But I think you're right to note that the left has seized upon it as an opportunity for control. And I think they're pretty consistent in not wasting a crisis, as Hillary Clinton and, you know, her mentor.
Rahm Emanuel. Yeah.
Well, and it was Saul Alinsky who wrote Rules for Radicals.
Yes, right. Saul Alinsky. Yes,
I think that's where, you know, the don't waste a crisis. Or maybe
let a good crisis go to waste. Yeah, Rahm Emanuel was the one I know. I didn't know about Saul Alinsky, but quite possibly. But it's all the same thing. I mean, because it all goes with that doctrine, that Marxist doctrine that, you know, fits their paradigm and their agenda. And this is what it is. I mean, and the people are seeing it, which I'm grateful for, is that they are seeing this, you know, because it's a lot of pain. As I mentioned to Phil Hotzenpiller earlier, I think about these people who are in the Northeast right now, as cold as it is, Adam, and they're paying their fuel costs right now is through the roof.
Right.
And I mean, they're sitting there going, okay, do we die from lack of food, or we die from, you know, freezing? You know,
I paid my utility bill yesterday, and, you know, it was about $100 more than it was in December. And I'm like, this is an unforced error, right? I mean, we do not lack the natural resources to heat our country.
Right. And we're buying, look at how much oil are we buying from the Russians right now we're on the verge of a potential World War III with.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, man, on that one. Every time I fill up my car with gas or pay a utility bill, I'm like, okay, this isn't about supply chain. This is about politics.
Yeah, exactly. Well, American Underdog is now out, you know, for us to be able to stream. The end of the month it's going to come out, you know, and on DVD and Blu-ray. So look, it's no reason to miss the great story of Kurt Warner and Brenda Warner and the family in American Underdog.
It's a terrific story and one of the best movies I've seen in the last year. So if you missed it in theaters, make sure you pick it up there.
Yep, exactly. It's streaming now, and like I said, at the end of the month, you can get it on Blu-ray, DVD, get the combo, and enjoy it with your family and friends, and good fun and good timing too. I was talking with Andy Renz. I said, "How did you time this out a week before, you know, the Super Bowl?" He goes, you know, just luck and God's grace. I said, "Well, hey, look, at any time you can get a combination of that, that's a winning formula every time." Just in my humble opinion, I would say. Adam Holtz is always, buddy. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Check out PluggedIn.com to be in the flow of the know, and check in and see all the latest escapades that one Adam Holtz and the team were involved in. Thank you, pal. Take care. God bless.
Thanks, Bill.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm